What changes have you noticed in the nursing profession over the years?
Almost the same as with the doctors. Much more informal. No less kind, but a different atmosphere on the ward that you don't feel restrained in any way. You can do really what you want to do when you're on the ward, and even to, you know, the drinks and that. I mean, when I was first diagnosed, you wouldn't have dared bring a piece of fruit onto the ward. Not allowed at all, but... And I find that a little bit difficult to get used to, that I'm allowed to have fruit juice of my own and fruit that people can bring in. I'm still geared to the 1950s, I think, and it isn't like that at all. But I don't know. I have never run into... Oh, now I'm going to backtrack. I have run into one case of the ward not being as good as it should. But only that one case, and that was at the Churchill. And that was the bathroom. Now, I don't know whether I even want to go into that. But it was on one occasion when I was in with a chest infection, and I walked into... It was a mixed ward, and I'm still a bit old-fashioned about mixed wards, I have to say. Especially on this occasion, they were elderly gentlemen and didn't half know what they were doing. And I'm not criticising that. They can't help it. But on this occasion, the bathroom, which you shared, which I didn't like, because the locks are not always good, and the bathroom was in a state from incontinence and that. And when I walked in, soft slippers... God, it was awful. And when I came out, I said to the nurse, are the cleaners coming in today? Or because it's Sunday, maybe they're not. She said, yes, they are due in. I said, well, when they do, send them to that bathroom, because it is disgusting. And that is the only time I've ever complained or had cause to complain. Because I know what you read now in the papers.